Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined right now by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good. We got bombarded a bit overnight with some of Mother Nature's wonderful snow. But I got to say, not speaking for anybody else here, but it was nice to be out there shoveling that and not be freezing. It's weird when 20s are okay temperatures to us.
Exactly. Yeah, it is certainly not a lot of wind either to complicate things. With any wind chills to speak of. So yeah.
Looking ahead, I see a little flurry still and everything. How does this look shaping up in the next 24 and going forward?
Yeah, still some scattered light snow and flurry activity. The accumulations through the day, less than an inch here for us. And temperatures are going to sit pretty much right around 30 throughout as we head through the rest of the day. Tonight, some scattered flurries, snow showers into the evening, then down to about 15. Looks like we can see some clouds hold on into Friday, but otherwise some breaks of sun moving in tomorrow, 23 with a light northwest wind, 7 above Friday night. Upper 20s with some sunshine Saturday, 15 Saturday night, maybe some areas of fog or some low clouds Sunday into Monday mornings, but otherwise some breaks of sun both days, 30 on Sunday. And low 30s Monday, still hanging right around 30 into Tuesday as a nice quiet stretch takes us right to midweek next week.
Not bad, Paul. We'll take it.
Yes.
We'll take it. But, Paul, we appreciate it so much. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll get everybody ready for the weekend.
You bet. Sounds good.
Have a great one.
You too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good to have Paul back. Really good talking with Paul. Always good talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
Got some interesting stuff coming up, of course. We will get into our Misty's Menu birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some fun. We'll also have a couple of other topics that I want to dive into, but I actually have to say that there's this one right here that I am very, very curious about getting into.
Okay.
We got some fads here.
Oh, no.
Fads from 2013.
Okay.
And how we feel about them today.
Ooh, I like these.
Are you still a fan of any fads that were big 10 years ago?
Ah.
BuzzFeed polled its readers, and here are a bunch of things that were trending back in 2013 and how we feel about them now.
Okay.
10 years it's been since Honey Boo Boo.
10 years.
Honey Boo Boo. 49% aren't fans anymore.
Oh,
or
man.
Never were. 42% don't care, and 9% still love her. That show ran 4 seasons from 2012 to 2014. Her real name, if anybody cares, is Alana Thompson, and she'll be 18 this August.
How about that? How about that? Right. I hope she's not too damaged. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
From having to do that, man. Whew.
I never watched that show.
Me neither.
I barely like know it. I know the name; it's familiar, but that's about it. I don't remember. Did she had a famous like I don't know. I say famous with quotations. A mom too. I think.
Infamous maybe. But
the mom was.
Mm-hmm.
This next one, the song "What Does the Fox Say?" It was the top trending YouTube video that year. 22% say that they still love it. I don't remember this,
and neither do I.
When is this?
What does the fox say?
Oh, yeah. That's never happening again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That is all you will ever hear of that, everybody. At least on our airwaves.
I tried.
No.
I don't. Sometimes I love being stuck in the past. I'm just going to say that right now because I don't remember that song at all, and I'm very, very glad. I am very glad.
I will say, I do love the effort they put into this video.
The video is actually impressive.
Yeah, they went all out.
Song is terrible, but at least
you could tell they had no budget, and it's done for fun.
Yeah.
But even with that, I'm not going to bet.
Even without the music, you know, it'd be fine.
It was from Yelvis, Y-L-V-I-S.
Yelvis.
Is that supposed to be like Elvis, but like Yelvis?
I don't know either. And there's a reason we haven't heard from them since.
There's a number of things like that I think are going to show up here. The Goats screaming like humans. I do remember those videos.
Those were
those
weird.
Screaming goats. Yes.
The screaming goats. Yeah.
It was usually people would send those to you like, hey, check out this link of this wonderful thing this human being did. And then you all said just a screaming goat. Like,
yeah.
It just shock you and it just mess with you. 41% of people still love those videos.
41?
That's kind of high number.
That's
yeah.
a high number. My goodness.
Vine, the website Vine.
Oh, jeez.
It debuted in 2013 and shut down in 2017. 50% of people wish it was back.
Really? You know, it was kind of the precursor to TikTok. It was very similar, if I remember correctly, those shorter videos, you know, the really short kind of things. But man, I also remember there were a couple of like flash in the pan people
oh,
that
yeah.
used it for some fame did not last very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vine was an American short-form video hosting service where users could share six-second-long looping video clips.
6 seconds? Wow. That's short.
Yeah, yeah. You could see why in many ways it didn't work. I think it had a good intention, but it was just too short,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like Snapchat is much longer,
no.
But I think even that little bit of longer time is what people were looking for.
Yep, yep.
Just not a bad idea, but just
no.
not maybe shell.
Time hadn't quite come yet, I think, for that either.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think the time will ever come for adult onesies. That's the year they really became a thing. 33% of people still love them. 46% of people think that they are silly. And 21% don't care. yeah. I don't know. As a joke, sure. I can
yeah,
see
sure.
wearing them as a joke. Or if we had, hey, it's National Pajama Day, all of us are going to wear our pajamas to work. Like,
yeah.
I can see that kind of thing,
yeah.
maybe. I don't know outside of that. I will say, though, I didn't have a lot of pajamas growing up,
mm-hmm.
but I do remember having a pair of the onesie pajamas,
mm-hmm.
and I hated them. I really didn't like them. When you are built like I am, my arms are longer than they're supposed to be, like
mm-hmm.
Scientifically.
Yeah.
My legs, same thing. My feet, I have extra long tendons in my legs.
Yeah.
It's not fun when you're in one of those things and everything pounces on the other thing. If I stretch my arm too far, then my left leg can't go.
Sorry, I just got a visual flash of you moving, you know, holding your arm up and your left leg starting to rise
yes,
up. Kind
yes,
of thing.
That's what would happen. I'm not kidding. That's what would happen. Those things were not fun.
Oh, man. There's a sketch in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, you think you're right. Walter White Hats, the Breaking Bad finale aired in 2013. Only 10% of us wish that the black hat he wore would come back in fashion.
That was in fashion?
I don't
remember that.
Yeah, I remember the show being humongous.
Oh, right. That was huge, yeah.
And I can't believe that was already 10 years ago.
The finale.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Wow.
Froyo. A lot of people abandoned ice cream in 2013 and went for frozen yogurt instead.
That comes in waves.
Yep.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, there was a time in the 90s when frozen yogurt was really big, if I remember
Robert
correctly.
Gobert?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
it wasn't called Froyo.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, I remember, it was challenging ice cream for a while, and then people came back to their senses. And oh, no, wait, ice cream is way better. I mean,
it does, you're right, though. This,
yeah.
this kind of like loops around.
It loops around.
A while.
Every now and then it'll come back.
I bet you there was a time where like Italian ices were even bigger than they, you know, whatever
yes.
peak they were at
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Yep.
Those are really good, though.
Yeah, they are.
Froyo, I don't think I ever had that.
I didn't, no.
To your point, Seth, 70% of people still love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't really gone away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's not as big. It wasn't as trendy as it was back in the 2013.
Twerking.
Oh,
55% of people think it's lame now, and another 20% don't have any opinion. Only 19% think it's still cool in 2023. It had a place at a time. It kind of faded.
It's a joke now.
Yeah.
I remember in the, what was it, the She-Hulk
yep.
series, they did a little funny
yeah,
twerking
Megan Thee Stallion
thing.
Was
yeah,
on.
Right. But that was totally for laughs. That was totally for laughs. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Kale. Kale.
Can you say that with a straight face?
Nope.
I don't think I can.
No, I can't. It became a viral superfood 10 years ago. Before that, Pizza Hut was supposedly the biggest buyer and decorated their salad bars with it.
Wait, decorated their salad? You didn't even really eat it?
Oh, that...
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
This is completely correct. Nobody ate the kale. It would often go bad before anything. It was just decoration.
Yeah, no one would touch it.
34% of us still like kale, 35% hate it, and everyone else is indifferent to it.
So it's a third of everybody.
I have to
it's
be honest.
It's just a food. It's a thing, yeah.
Obviously, if you know, you know, if you've seen me and stuff, I'm the last person in the world that can afford to be on a diet. I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about diets.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the keto diet earlier.
Yeah.
I mix these two up. I
swear, the kale keto diet. Yeah, there you go.
I mix, and that's the next thing, I guess. I don't know. I just invented
Dude,
it for you.
If you're on an all kale diet, I really feel for you, man.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
You're going to turn green. That's all I'm going to say.
I again, never going to begrudge people their, you know, wanting to be healthier and everything. Just be smart about it.
Don't just eat one thing. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. But it never seems like a good thing.
You know, don't follow James lead. As much as, you know, he can live on bacon double cheeseburgers. Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, yes.
Not everyone can do that. So, all right.
It has a shelf life, everybody.
It does.
And it's 45. it that's the shelf life.
That's it.
You can make
even he has to, you know, have to start spreading out a little bit.
I actually have been eating healthier
yeah,
the last...
Yeah, there you go.
I say that very, very slimly. not that much. The word swag... Yes, 1,000 times, yes. It's been around a lot longer than 10 years.
Of course.
But it got trendy back in 2013.
I remember.
Only 16% said that they still like the term. The only time I could say using that term is it's an easy way to say, hey, you got a bag of stuff there. Where, oh, yeah, I got some swag. Yeah, it's just easier to say in many ways than it is to say I got this this particular bag of items from this mm-hmm. company and or what you know. It's,
yep.
I got some swag.
So, well, here I've actually heard a discussion on what's the difference between swag and merch.
Ah, yes,
and swag is free. You have to buy merch, but swag is free. So there you go. You're welcome, everybody.
Wow.
Now you know.
Now knowing's half the battle.
That's right.
Star swipe.
G.I. Joe. Oh.
Star swipe. I want to get that sound effect kind of, you know.
Do-do-do-do. Yeah. Yes, I think we should get that.
Was it NBC that had that, not the more you know?
The more you know. That was NBC, yes.
Okay, was it?
Michael J. Fox would give his little 5 seconds of uplifting message, and yeah.
Have you seen him? I just saw Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd in the last couple months got together again, and they did this big kind of promotional thing to help support his cause about Parkinson's stuff. He looks great.
That's like, good to know.
Obviously,
that's good to hear.
He's dealing with Parkinson's and everything, and I'm not trying to make light of that or anything, but he looks really good. Like, he looks
glad
great.
To hear that.
Yeah, he deserves it, man.
That's good,
Talk about a guy who's really working really hard to bring awareness to his subject that's not talked about enough.
Ever since he was diagnosed, he has been on a mission.
Yeah, it's really cool. When so many people hide in the shadows when they have that disease, he has been in the forefront. You're going to see them... I cannot imagine what it would be like to be, you know, his celebrity status and all that, and then to be like, you know what, I'm okay with the rest of my life and my career legacy being I'm the face of Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing.
That's a heck of a thing to do.
It is.
To really own and everything.
You're not wrong.
The money that they hit, like, if you just look at what him and Christopher Lloyd just did, they raised, I want to say, like $50,000, $60,000 or something like that for Parkinson's. Wow. I those numbers aren't accurate. I didn't look that up, but that's what I saw highballed, you know, if you will. I don't know how much, but it was definitely a lot.
Yep.
And... I mean, if that was just all he did, let alone ever since he has had the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him going on the Colbert Report a long time ago, back when I was on Comedy Central and everything. And he took over the show from Stephen. he kind of like stole the show from him and everything. And it was great. And you just don't see that. You don't see people dealing with Parkinson's. You don't see them in the public eye very often.
That's right.
Take a break. We'll come back and we'll do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on mornings at WFHR. This over yet?
I was actually not expecting that reaction, but I'm loving it now.
Yeah. I don't know who that was.
Oh, I can tell you who that was.
What was it?
It was New Kids on the Block.
I knew it was a boy band. I knew it was a boy band.
You were right. Yeah.
We both lived through that.
Why
are you doing this to us?
Just for that reaction.
Everything I've ever said about you in the bumpers, I take it all, but not. It's time to do some celebrate with our good friends at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They are back open. They are welcoming you. 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us, not only for being one of the greater establishments in this area,
yeah,
but just sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club for mm-hmm. decades,
yep.
being such a great partner and a great teammate when it comes to just anybody in this community. We're not the only ones that Misty's work with.
No. We love them.
If you haven't been there before, you're going to walk into one of the greatest atmospheres for a restaurant mm-hmm. you'll ever walk into.
Yep.
Period. End of discussion. Like, it's such a great place.
It's one of those places that is rightfully legendary in its own community because it really is that good. We're not yep. kidding, people.
Yeah. You will enjoy the meal. You'll yep. enjoy the prices.
Yep.
You'll really enjoy the people because that's mm-hmm. what makes Misty's. Say a good morning to all of our friends and a happy new year to our friends at Misty's Menu.
Yeah.
Want to actually throw out a couple more hellos to friends out there. First off, real big thank you to the gentlemen, the people out there, throwing out salt for us right
yep.
now on our sidewalk and the street out there, yep. parking lot.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you guys. Appreciate you. Stay safe out there.
Yep. CHI Central Home Improvements. They're that do our parking lot. So a big shout out to them. Good friends over there.
Big thank you to CH.
Yep.
Great people over there. Mm-hmm. Wonderful people over there. And I do want to say, because we have a belated birthday here.
Oh, okay.
We had Raquel Miller, Raquel Miller, Raquel Novak messaged us the other day, mm-hmm. Yesterday, of a birthday.
Oh, okay.
And she messaged on Facebook, so we'll say good morning to her mm-hmm. and our friends out there. But Ross Miller, we had a belated birthday for the January 3rd for Ross Miller.
Happy belated birthday, Ross.
Yeah, Ross, yeah. I'm sorry we missed it, Ross.
Yeah, we are.
But we do want to say that Ross is an instant qualifier.
Instant qualifier.
Instant qualifier going right into the qualifying
yep.
round. And a very happy belated birthday to you, Ross. Since we didn't mention it, it's only fair that you get to celebrate it today.
You have our permission to do that.
Cake, so. Happy birthday song, the whole nine.
Do it all over again if you haven't already. So,
unless you hate that, Ross. And a very happy birthday today to another qualifier, our today's qualifier, Milton Ham.
Milton, happy birthday to you.
It's a good name. Milton Ham.
Solid name.
Yeah, I like that.
Milt, that's a great. All the Miltons that I've known, there's not a lot of them because it's not a, you know, overly known name.
Yeah,
But all the Miltons I've known have been really cool people. So
Now we take a look at our celebrity list.
All right.
And we have Deadmau5 as 42 today. He's a DJ, popular DJ.
Okay.
A lot of DJs will hide their face and they have a helmet or a mask or something. He's got kind of a almost Mickey Mouse kind of helmet that he wears. He's a really good DJ.
Mm-hmm.
The layers and sounds he comes up mm-hmm. with are really, really good. And I kind of like the DJ aspect of things where it's not about me, it's about the music.
Yeah.
I hide my face. You don't know who I really am
yep.
or any of these
mm-hmm.
things. So you just focus on the music and
yep.
you know that. I respect quite a bit.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
January Jones is 45. Melissa on Last Man on Earth. She was Betty Draper on Mad Men, Emma Frost in X-Men First Class.
That's right. By the way, how do you get a cool name like January Jones?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Great actor, great yep. director. Bradley Cooper is 48 today. A Star is Born, American Sniper, the Hangover movies, Rocket Raccoon, and the mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm a huge, huge fan of Mr. Cooper.
Yes, and if anytime you mention Bradley Cooper, I have to mention that we do share an alma mater, the new school in New York City.
Right
he
on.
Was in their fine arts program. I mean, well before I went there, but I also have a master's degree from the new school, so... To my colleague. I don't know what to call him there. Happy birthday, Bradley Cooper.
Definitely. When I was a kid, one of my favorite shows was Inside the Actor's Studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only way that you could really get this inside look into the craft and learn from some of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought James Lipton did a great job with that show. He was weird and different.
I love it, though, man.
And I liked it.
I liked
that about him. I liked that it wasn't your typical Hollywood interviews or anything like that. He also, never gets credit for this, would ask uncomfortable questions, but with his tone and his delivery, never came across that way.
No.
But there were some times I look back at interviews, because I was going over some of his interviews earlier last year, and it's like, ooh, like he pushed some buttons there, but the person responding was completely cool with the question.
Yeah, then he gets upset, and
I think because of his tone, and I also think a big part of it was the purpose of the show was to help young actors, young performers, to learn from. The crowd was always actors.
Yep. Students and actors. Yep, yep.
Students.
From the acting program, yep.
For years, in the front row was this just to the one out of 20 handsome guy, like a 20 when it came to handsome and everything, and asked such great questions. He raised his hand first and foremost every time, and it was Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
And I never knew his name, obviously, or anything, but you couldn't help but not recognize the guy's face. He's just got one of those classic Hollywood faces.
He does.
So then when I see him in The Hangover, I couldn't put it together for a while there. It took me, I want to say, almost a year before I made the connection. He is such a definition of perseverance and what can happen if you don't give up.
Yep.
He forever was the number two, number three guy in casting. Like, he gets so close, but wouldn't get the part. And he finally did in The
Hangover.
Finally
got his break, yep.
And now you ain't getting rid of him. Now he's getting Oscar nominations and stuff.
And you can see how good of an actor, how good of a director he is. I mean, yeah, he's just an all-around talent, and we should not hate him because he's so handsome. We should not.
Right. Marilyn Manson is 54 today.
Oh, wow.
Interesting character.
Can you remember when there was all the controversy about Marilyn Manson when we were kids, and now it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, whatever. Well, and especially, you know, with a lot of now there's dark stuff about that guy that he created, and then there's dark stuff that he did to other people.
Yes.
And none of that is cool. None of that is all right. I can't hear his music the same, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I did see him. I didn't go to see him, but he was at Ozfest.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the real deal. Like, he can sing, can play. That band was incredibly good. Like, they are actual musicians.
It isn't. It wasn't just all shock stuff.
Yeah, with shock rock, I think you wonder that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't mind White Zombie. I don't mind Rob Zombie. I saw them. I was really, really, really disappointed with Rob Zombie. Maybe I saw him on a bad day or something.
It could be.
He blew out his voice in two songs in. And didn't barely sing the rest of the show. It was just all fireworks and stuff and everything. And I didn't go to see, you know, a 4th of July celebration. I wanted to see a rock concert.
Exactly. Like that. That's a good one.
Vinnie Jones is 58. Juggernaut and X-Men, The Last Stand. He also showed his lighter side in Gallivant. Great character actor.
Yes, another one of those... I know that guy. Yeah.
And another one here, Clancy Brown is 64 today.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the guys that you love to hate. He's played the bad guy in almost every movie ever. He played the brutal prison guard in the Shawshank Redemption.
Yep. Best role by hit for him, for sure.
He was the bad guy in Highlander. Ah, I love Clancy Brown. Great hair, too.
Oh.
Nobody talks about that man's hair.
Yes.
He's got great hair.
And the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the great deep voices. And, of course, he's done a gajillion animated things. He's done tons of voice work. And he always plays the villain. Always the villain.
Just, I'm sure he's gotten to at least once or twice, but I would love to see him as a good guy once.
Yeah, once.
Just once.
Poor guy.
And then got a couple of big ones we got to mention here. The great, the wonderful, legend Diane Keaton is 77 today.
Mm.
Michael Corleone's second wife in the Godfather movies. Mm-hmm. She also won an Oscar for starring in Woody Allen's Annie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of many more actors that I have seen that I don't know if I've ever seen Diane Keaton do anything that wasn't at a 20. At a 10, you know, at a 1 out of 10, at a 20. She is that talented. She is just darn good at what she does.
I'm going to give her a shout out for being one of the actresses that was able to continue working.
Yeah.
Even when she was no longer 20, 30 years old. She kept finding roles and doing such a good job with them. She kept going and going. You know, there seemed for a while there was only a handful of women who could do that. Meryl Streep, you know, Glenn Close, and those kinds. Man. I got to give her credit for that, because she was willing to take chances. She was willing to do all, you know, pick unconventional roles. But boy, but everything she does, she's amazing. She's just a great actress.
I liked her in the Father's Bride and the First Wives Club. Mm-hmm. She was really good in those. Great actor. She's still working. Got another mm-hmm. movie coming up called The Book Club. So, I mean, I'd love to see that. And Annie Hall is one of those movies. I don't know. It's been a while since I saw it mm-hmm. or anything. I'm gonna get in trouble here because there's certain things that I get told as a Jew you're not supposed to go talk bad about or go against.
Okay,
I am not a big Barbara Streisand fan, although I do respect her as an artist and mm-hmm. her career and what she's done.
Right.
And I've never liked Woody Allen. I've never understood Woody Allen, not one second.
His humor you're right. It falls flat for me too. I don't know what it is.
To see him, I understand he's a writer, director, mm-hmm. so he casts himself in these roles.
Yeah.
He's one of the worst actors I've ever seen in my life. there's bad, and then there's oh my God. Who told you you could do this? What person lied to you telling you are good at this? There are a few people that even somebody I don't like, I'm not necessarily happy that they're being canceled, because for them to be canceled, they hurt somebody. And I don't want anybody
to. Usually what
hurt.
Happens, right?
I care less. When that stuff, when Woody Allen happened, didn't bother me one second.
No.
I felt bad for that young lady and obviously his former wife and everything. But, I mean, the industry been hurt at all because Woody Allen isn't making new movies or anything?
Well, that's the thing. He continues to make movies. No one pays attention anymore.
That's where I was trying to go with it. I mean, does anybody know that he's still making new movies
exactly.
or anything like that?
So. That's something we don't have to worry about.
Especially when there are great actors out there that we could talk about, like the wonderful, the great Robert Duvall. little look at me, Louie moment. Got to do a audition for the movie The Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we had to do this on over the internet.
Yes.
And I ended up getting the role, and the role got cut out of the film and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's where I got to work for the night. By the night, I mean 3-4 hours. No, it was about 6 hours.
Okay.
6 hours on a bridge in Iowa with Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
So when you hear me talk about that, that's the night I'm talking about everything. But before that, in the audition, I didn't see him at all, but Robert Duvall was there.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Duvall was there reading with not just me, all the actors that were auditioning.
Wow.
The character was supposed to be Downey's son that is, he didn't know about or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
And so Duvall's character had him have some scenes together and stuff. And I have never, I don't think I've ever noticed somebody that kind of stature mm-hmm. who has more fun. Robert Duvall just wanted to have fun. He just wanted to act. He seemed like he was 20. And this is a good 10, 15, whatever year.
Years ago, he was already getting up there, yeah.
Couldn't have been sweeter. Couldn't have been nicer.
That's great to hear.
Asked if we wanted to do it again.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
the star of that magnitude. Seriously.
He's a nice guy.
Man.
I should be honest here. I don't know if everybody out there, I'm just assuming everybody knows Robert Duvall because he's been in The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, MASH, The Untouchables, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Natural, Colors, Days of Thunder, Newsies, Falling Down, A Family Thing, Phenomenon, Sling Blade, The Man Who Captured Elkman, The Apostle, A Civil Action, Gone in 60 Seconds, The Sixth Day, John Q, Assassin's Tango, Gods and Generals, Open Range, Secondhand Lines, Thank You for Smoking, We Own the Night, The Road, Get Low, Crazy Heart, Jane Mansfield's Car, Jack Reacher, The Judge. I can keep going, everybody.
He's had one of the best. He's had one of those careers.
We don't get to appreciate these guys enough when they're alive.
When they're alive.
So I want to do that for
him. Let's do it right now. Yeah.
Try to do that for him right now. A great actor. Great human being. Mm-hmm. I'll back that, man.
Yep.
George Reeves was born in this day, passed away in 1959. Superman in the 50s.
Yes. He passed away under mysterious circumstances. Mm-hmm. One of the great unsolved Hollywood mysteries to this day. By the way, there's actually a couple of books about him that are out there. I read one of them. He was a great guy. He was a guy who struggled with the fact that he was typecast as Superman because he was not able to get any other work.
Yeah.
Because of especially back in the 50s, I mean, you were on TV, you were on a kids show, and you were associated with Superman. That's what everyone thought of you. You couldn't get work on anything else, the poor, and he wanted to stretch out and do that. So it's just really interesting guy.
I would say that it may be the beginning of typecasting. And you know, I'm sure it existed before that, but as far as on this level, where it can get sometimes.
Well, and for sure it was the first decade of TV when it was really popular, when if you were on TV, the movies wouldn't look at you twice. Because it was a snooty thing. It was one of those, oh, you're on TV. You can't work in movies, you know, kind of thing. So
and that kept up probably until decades. The 80s.
Yes.
Like 90s, it started getting a little bit better. And now in the aughts.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
No,
doesn't matter.
No, go back and forth.
You got George Clooney doing commercials.
I mean,
got,
for, you know, yeah, for crying out loud,
The cast for that Superman TV show was only paid $200 per episode. And they had to beg the producer to give them a $50 raise, even after the ratings were so great. They got the raise, but then the producer didn't speak to them for 2 weeks.
It's not all glamour, folks. No, putting in Hollywood and show business.
Especially back then.
Back then, it was pretty bad.
Sun Records founder Sam Phillips, also born on this day in 1923, passed away in 2003.
I will always appreciate what Sam Phillips brought to the American music scene. Other than that, he's a blowhard, and he was kind of a jerk. So we don't have to talk about him that much.
It's hard to give. It's hard to give credit. Like, hey, Johnny Cash and Elvis and all this, and
then
it's
true.
Then you hear him talk, and it's like,
oh, you were responsible for rock and roll. No, you weren't. Sorry, no. Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here with that.
You're not even close, man.
No.
We do one more time. I want to wish a happy belated birthday to Ross Miller.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Ross, an instant qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
And to Milton Ham, qualifying today. Milton Ham.
Milton, happy birthday and congratulations.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send it to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Direct message us on Facebook. Maybe not when we're on the air. If you can do it when, you know, off air, we can check it a little bit easier.
Sure.
But please get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. And after you listen to Melissa's news, head on over to Misty's Menu. Get on over there. At 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy start your day. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Thursday, everybody. Mm-hmm. Nice choice. That's a good one right there. Like that. Hope you're having a good day.
Hope that makes up for the birthday
one. Yeah, it does. Definitely. Hey, we hope you're having a great Friday Eve. Seth and James here with you, everybody. And real quickly, I did want to touch on, just been keeping an eye on the story, and there is no new news with DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety.
All right.
There has been some signs of improvement. There is reason to have hope. Mm-hmm. But as far as any new information, nothing has been released. And honestly, I just hope his family and everybody are doing okay together, that they're doing all right.
I hope at this point no news is good news. So,
I do have to say, for one, I missed a birthday earlier, and it wasn't on our list, and I understand why. I understand she's not a household name necessarily, but I do have to wish a very happy 100th birthday to Virginia McCaskey.
Happy 100th birthday. Nice.
I know. To our Wisconsinite listeners, you guys don't care about the Bears, and you only to make fun of us or to beat us, which you guys do on a routine basis.
Yeah, right.
For those that don't know, Virginia McCaskey is the daughter of George Halas, Papa Bear Halas. Part of the reason, one of the biggest reasons, why there is an NFL. Whether you like that or not, everybody, you can go ahead and do your history.
That's
do
right.
your homework on that one and figure out if you'd even have a team in Wisconsin without George Halas.
No, you wouldn't.
And plenty of other people, obviously, as
well. Yeah, right.
But Virginia is the last, for many of us Bear fans, she is the last of that.
Yeah, she's the last connection to the storied history,
because
right? Yeah.
Outside, her given name, of course, is Halas.
Yes.
And in my head, it is always Virginia Halas.
Yeah.
Because I cannot stand the McCaskies. If they were in this room right now, I'd say it right to their face. Especially if Ted Phillips was in this room.
Yes.
But Virginia is a sweetheart. She is one of the goddaughters of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
She has been a part of this game her whole life.
Literally her whole life.
And man, does that woman love football. Like, she really, really is her dad's kid. Like,
that's
loves
amazing.
It. And I'm so happy for her that she's still 100 and everything.
Yeah,
that she's still around
alive.
And everything.
That's great.
It's a very happy birthday to her.
Nice. Plus, just getting to 100, man. Celebrate that. Yeah.
And I did want to mention this as well. With the Damar Hamlin stuff coming about, I think that 98%, 99% of people out there are pretty much on the same page, mm-hmm. and everybody hoping for the same things. Mm-hmm. Skip Bayless came up. And Skip Bayless said something about, well, that when are they going to replay the game or something like that in the heat of the moment and all this. They tweeted something or whatever. Mm-hmm. And obviously, a lot of people pushed back on this and took it front to it and personal and all this. I had a couple since that happened. I've had three different listeners ask me why we haven't talked about it. And it's because of Skip Bayless. Like, what has Skip Bayless ever done that was anything good? The only reason he's popular is because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I refuse to talk about people that are only famous because they talk about stupid stuff or tweet something because it's kind of, you don't genuinely think he believes this stuff, do you? Like, it's just to get clicks. It's just to get noticed.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about him and giving him exactly what he wants.
Exactly.
So. But you choose your entertainment people. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't got to listen to him. You don't have to listen to people like him. You know, I don't. I never. Yep. Like, I heard him when he was on ESPN, and he sounded like a fool then. Mm-hmm. He sounded like somebody who not only doesn't know what he's talking about and has never said an intelligent sentence in his life, but all he's looking for is, hey, I just want you to talk about me. I don't care why. I don't care for what reason. Just talk about me. Yep. It's all about me. My name is Skip, for God. I'm a grown man that goes by Skip. Like, are you kidding me? Get out of here with that. I don't care if he's the eighth Skip. You're a grown man going by the name Skip. Well,
and
you want me to take you seriously?
Dude, you're so right in all of that. I have to say, I read a profile of him once. I can't remember what magazine it was, Sports Illustrated, blah, blah, blah. When he was, you know, really starting to, you know, he's riding the cusp of fame and all this stuff. It was really sad.
Yeah.
It's like, this is his whole life.
Is it?
This is all he does. Yeah. Is just watch sports and find out ways to make crazy comments about him. And he's like, yeah, this is what I do. And I'm like, oh, really? That sounds so not fun.
Like, it really seems like one of the more pathetic existences. It really does.
Man, stretch out. You know, live a little, man. Yeah. Come on. Anyway.
There are good things out there.
There are good things out there.
We're going to tell you about them when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back into our schedule a little bit and have some more fun. It's the Morning Show on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the Morning Show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, 8:50 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. And we're going to take it right at the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news. I want to tell you about Bryan Cranston is in there. Got an interesting one about a romance writer. And we'll have our day in music history, kind of an abbreviated rock history one. 101 that we'll do in the 9 o'clock hour, along with some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day. I did want to touch on our schedule a little bit here. Coming up on Morning Magazine today at about 10:05, we will welcome in Nick Goldberg, respiratory therapy instructor and program director, and Melinda Verdone, associate dean of health from Mid-State Technical College.
Very cool.
Love talking to our friends from MSTC. Mm-hmm. And Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H associate educator with Marathon of Wood County, is going to be joining us.
Very nice.
Jasmine's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun talking with her. Looking forward to that. And a little bit later on our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country, 105.5. At 6 o'clock, be sure to join us for Marquette Coaches Show. Mm-hmm. Shaka Smart joining our airwaves on WIRI. Man, I love that. That's awesome. So, and I did want to touch on tomorrow a little bit. Of course, we'll have Terry Johnson with us tomorrow, mm-hmm. get the band back together. That'll be fun. On Morning Magazine, we'll welcome in Representative Scott Krug. And in part two, Connie Tomsky-Fayville.
Oh, Connie.
Connie going to join us, talk a little FRM, Friends of Rapids Music. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Good to have her coming back.
It feels really good to say that. Yeah. We're looking forward to welcoming Connie back. That is going to be a lot of fun. This weekend, a lot of great sports for you. We've got Wisconsin men's hockey against Notre Dame. Come on, Badgers.
Yeah, please. Now, this is one where I am totally for the Badgers.
Yeah.
That's my hatred of Notre Dame comes with you.
Yeah. No team in any sport do I dislike more. I'm so with you on this. 6:30 puck drops right here on WFHR tomorrow night as your Badgers take on Notre Dame. And on our sister station on WIRI at 7:10, Lincoln High School boys basketball hosting Wausau East. Nice. Randy going to run that one. Don going to run the board. Mm-hmm. You put those two together, you know it's going to sound good. 7:10 again on WIRI 105.5. Saturday, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Illinois. Great Big Ten matchup there at 11:30 on Saturday. I do believe that that interferes with Over the Back Fence.
It does. It does interfere with Over the Back Fence.
So I don't know if we'll have a half an hour Over the Back Fence there. Or we'll
have half hour of something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, we'll let you know, though. We'll let you know. It's coming up Saturday at 12:30 on our sister station, WIRI. You'll have Marquette taking on Georgetown. Man, I am a diehard Georgetown fan, but it is a bad day to be a Georgetown fan. They got like a 25-game losing streak going on.
Considering their pedigree, what they came from for years they were always up there. They were always one of the top teams, and man, the mighty have fallen.
You got Patrick Ewing coaching that team too,
seems weird.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they right the ship, just not against Marquette.
Yeah.
Go Marquette. 12:30 that game will be. And then on WFHR at 5 o'clock, you'll have Wisconsin wrapping up that series against Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Puck will drop at 5. Sunday women's basketball, taking on Minnesota. 2:40 that game. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll have playmakers for you on Monday where we'll talk about all this.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be fun. Also, weekend stuff lineup that we have going on, of course. Don't forget, you got the Sunshine Polka Show.
That's right.
Sunshine Polka. Now, this week, probably we'll have it at 7.
It's normal 7 o'clock time, yep.
But at noon, we'll be having the Badger game, so there won't be it at noon. But you can catch it at 7.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sundays, of course, you have Seth Faces the Music.
That's right.
6 to 8, be sure to catch that. Seth, do you have a theme or anything?
I do. After a couple of weeks of, special Christmas and New Year's shows and all that, we're back to the regular schedule here, and we're going to start off the year in a stroll, I guess you could say. Songs about walking.
Oh, nice.
Lots of, and again, one of those things I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. Like, I saw a couple of songs I like, let's see what we got here. Oh, my gosh. There are so many songs about walking. I had no idea.
I immediately thought of two songs that could not be farther apart. Sleepwalk.
Johnny and Santo.
Thank you. One of the greatest instrumentals of all time. You can't hear that in that. I think of the movie La Bamba a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was playing when he's going off in the plane or when the soliloquy that they do at the end or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's such a – it always hits me, that instrumental.
Yep.
And the song Walk from Pantera, which – very different. Very different.
Just to show you how many walk songs there are, neither of those are included because there's so many walk songs.
It just shows you how many there are. Be sure to catch Seth Thace's Music 6 to 8. Keep in mind, you can also catch it on Spotify.
That's correct.
How does that work on Spotify?
I'm still working on that.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Though. Yeah, but I haven't quite figured out all the kinks on that. But very soon, I do. Now, I should say the playlists are on there.
Yeah.
You can check out the playlists in the order that they appear.
That's what I preferred.
Sorry. I'm still working on my segments to get those interspersed between those correctly. So that's, we're still working on. But you can always go back and listen to the music, which is the most important thing anyway. So there you go.
Although I say your breaks in between the little bits that you do and stuff, that's just as good as the music. I will say that. And after that, your perfect sandwich there. You've got Seth Faces the Music and then Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Seth and I's show where we will be welcoming in this week our first musical guest, who is actually the first musician that I brought on the air back at years ago, Ben Shintek.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited.
Ben, long time, been on these airwaves a bunch with us. Everybody knows Ben. He's such a great musician, so talented. I'm looking forward to joining Ben. Ben joining us and kind of bending his ear a little bit more and getting just a little bit more what's going on right now, how he's balancing everything. I know he has another band that he is joining, but it's not his band.
No,
but it's a big band.
It's a big band.
I want to talk to him about that and some other stuff. It's going to be a great conversation. Be sure to join us 8 to 9 Director's Cut. Please spread the word about these shows. When it comes to like Director's Cut, we are always looking for artists to be on the show. I've got about 4 or 5 episodes planned out here, and we've got some ones in the summer we'll do and all this stuff, but we always got room for artists. We can always make room for people. Painters, writers, photographers, musicians, actors, anybody out there, we want you on the show.
Yes.
Just reach out, james@wfhr.com, and we'll get you on the airwaves.
We'll definitely get you on the show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, keep in mind, all of this, you don't have to get in real time. We love it when you're able to. We love that you're listening, but we understand that that is just not realistic.
No, no, it's not.
There are very few people who are always free every Sunday from 6 to 9.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah, exactly.
That is where our great our company, Civic Media, has got your back.
Yes, indeed.
You go to civicmedia.us, and you can find all of our original content, not just here at WFHR and WIRI, but everything under the Civic Media umbrella.
Yep, all across the network, yep.
It's all podcasted there.
Yeah, it's all there.
It's all there for you. You can check it out. And I do want to send a special shout-out to Chuck DeNiro and all the work that Chuck's been doing to make this work, and certainly our head of production, Seth Habegger. Seth, the second these shows are done, he is trying to piece them together and get it all set up and get it uploaded
as soon as possible
on there. He also does something that he doesn't get a lot of credit for, but I think is one of your better creative notes, is your titles for these and the synopsises that you put together.
Yeah.
That's not easy. It's one thing when you're in the show. It's another when you don't even get, you're not here and you don't even get the chance to hear the show. And
right.
You got to kind of
I got to listen and make sure I get all the stuff. Yep, in there. That's true.
It's not easy. And you have not come up with one bad title yet. Not one bad title. These are great, man. You do a great job with them. All of our original content are on there. You can, of course, catch us streaming at Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get us, wherever you stream stuff, you can get us there.
You can get us there.
Whew. In the Civic Media app. Do not forget to download the Civic Media app.
That's right. So, I mean, there's no excuse. No excuse to not find us. That's right. We're everywhere now.
Oh, you know, I was busy. I was working or I was driving. No more excuses. It is something, honestly, that is humbling because
it's cool. It's really neat.
For, 20 some years in radio, I have talked to people, heard from people that have said, I would listen now, or I would hear, I've caught that.
Yeah.
And now I hear from those people telling me I listen to the podcast, et cetera, et cetera.
Perfect.
Keep that up, everybody. Help support local, and help us support all the local people around in this city, in this state, and all around the state too.
Yeah,
we'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.